Welcome to this week's Future Toolbox podcast. We explore the Z to A of life skills, where each letter stands for a topic and essential tool to help you get ahead in life. Meet Jules and Mark, creators of the multi-award-winning Future Toolbox, and enjoy their straightforward approach to creating growth mindsets that help people turn their dreams into realities. Whether you're a teen in education, a parent, a teacher, or part of a community group, start creating positive habits from today.
Welcome to our latest Z2A podcast with me, Mark, and Jules from the multi-award-winning Future Toolbox.
Hello, everybody.
Now, this is where we pick a letter and a topic and discuss how you can use our tools to improve your own personal development and life. So what letter do we have this time around?
Well, we have chosen the letter R for reading.
Wow, I like reading books.
Reading books.
Reading literature, yeah.
And one of the reasons that we've chosen this is because this week we have World Book Day coming up. And being authors, it's a day in the year that we really love, don't we?
So yeah, World Book Day is the 7th of March, but it's not just about reading on one day, it's about reading all year round. So we're going to have a little chat today about the benefits of reading.
One of the great things about reading is you can enjoy the benefits that you get from it, regardless of how old you are. It doesn't matter what age you are. Once you've learned to read, you can read.
Yeah, let's face it, there's millions and millions of books out there, different genres, different topics.
Yeah, now reading is actually, we think, an underrated learning technique. People don't realise the power of reading books, because as you just said, you can have all sorts of different types of books. You can have stories, autobiographies, you can have books that teach you things. There's so much that you get from reading, and it gives you an immense amount of skills. So for example, it actually will improve your concentration and your ability to focus, because you're focusing on that book.
Yeah, I remember years ago, I never used to read an awful lot. And then when I started reading books, I'd find that I'd jump around lines and I'd find it really, really hard to struggle. So I had to create that habit of actually how to read, which sounds probably a little bit mad, but it was about staying on track and following the words. Mm. And the first thing I used to do was to either follow it with my finger or follow it with a ruler or a piece of paper.
Yeah, yeah.
And then after a while, I realised that I could actually read and take the words in and not get so distracted. So that was just about creating a reading habit, and also probably a strange phrase to say, but I was learning how to read, not learning to read, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, because once you've learned to read, you do need to learn how to read. And you've just took me back to when I was very young, and yes, with a ruler or a piece of paper. But yeah, reading is one of the few activities that does actually require your undivided attention to be able to read that page or that paragraph. So it does improve your ability to concentrate. So that's a great skill.
Yeah, I've never thought of that. It does require undivided attention. Of course it does. Another big benefit is that reading improves your literacy. By reading a book, you can maybe pick up some words that you've never heard of before. Now, I quite enjoy that sometimes because somebody might put something into a context and I think, I don't actually know what that means. So then I'll go away and look up what that word means. So we were saying about concentration a minute ago. Reading didn't only just help me to focus and concentrate, but it's also helped me to write as well as understand and learn. So that's hitting so many buttons, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. It is an underrated learning technique, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And this can come from just reading a trashy novel. It doesn't have to be an English literature book or something that's really, really intense and in-depth. You can still learn these things from something quite simple.
Yeah, and I think the more that you read, the more, like you said, your vocabulary will grow along with your ability to effectively communicate. So it gives you those communication skills because it increases your vocabulary. And I remember my dad was just amazing in terms of helping us with our vocabulary, because every now and again he would say something or a word which we'd never heard of. And then he'd say, right, go and find out what that means and come back and tell me how you can use it in your daily life. Wow. It was brilliant. He was so good.
Yeah, that's actually also reminded me of my nan. She was the same. She would always have a dictionary and a thesaurus, oh, and an encyclopedia.
Oh, yeah.
Right next to her favourite armchair. She'd do the crossword and she would look at all these answers and all these facts and figures and everything. And I remember the pages were so worn out. They were brown. They were all twisted and bent and everything. And one day she bought a new one, but she had to go back to the old one because she liked the feel of it and everything. That's a great way of involving herself in her learning there.
Do you know, you're just saying that. Isn't it a shame that we used to use books as references to learn things like words and look them up? But these days, we just use Google.
Yeah, I was actually just thinking that because Google's a fantastic tool. Let's face it, it's changed so much over the years now. If you Google something, the top answer that comes up is the one that's most viewed or most sponsored.
Mm.
So generally what you get from Google, and we've done a lot of work with this on independent study and learning programs within schools, where we've tried to say to students, do something different than go on Google or look at Wikipedia, because Wikipedia isn't as reliable as the Encyclopedia Britannica or Pears Encyclopedia. That was the one that used to have. And again, there are some great tools out there, but use the right ones. Use the right dictionary, not the Urban Dictionary. That doesn't work, does it? It's fun, but...
But yes, talking about that, that's another benefit of reading, that it will increase your general knowledge because a lot of books have information in there that perhaps you've gone to it to find out, or maybe it's in there and you weren't expecting it and you find out something that you didn't know before you read that book, which... Funnily enough, I've just finished reading a really amazing book, which I believed was a story intertwined with the story of the Titanic. But I didn't realise until I got to the end of it that the story about this family was a true story as well. So I found it absolutely fascinating. I found out so much information about the life of this family and what happened when they was on the Titanic as well.
Yeah, that's really interesting, isn't it? So a fictional story, a non-fictional story. One that stands out for me, I remember reading a book called The Richest Man in Babylon. And I'll be honest with you, it was a strange book to read at first, but it really got me thinking, where's Babylon? And I had to go away and started doing the research in my mind about where this place was. And I learned so much from this story. And then I had the intrigue to go away and find out about the place and learn about the place.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can do that from a story. A book may be set in old times and then it gets you to go and research the time the book was set in. Or it might be set in a different place that you've never been to before. And it builds that intrigue of, wow, what actually happens in that place? Where is it in the world? What's that place like? And you can maybe understand the difference of your environment compared to that environment just by simply reading the story. And again, it works whether it's fiction or non-fiction.
Yeah, yeah. Reading is very motivational at times. You could read a book that explains people that have overcome challenges. For example, our book, What the Hell Just Happened, which is our story about overcoming adversity. We have so many people that come to us and once they've read it and say, oh, you're so inspirational. And they take a lot away from reading our story on how to overcome challenges.
Yeah, it's good to inspire others by sharing our story, but it's been really, really inspirational to read other people's stories as well and learn from them. So yeah, I'm totally with you on that. Now, also, research shows that reading is really good for mental health and reducing stress. So how about putting it into a self-care plan where you can put a little bit of reading into each day?
Yeah, reading can help reduce stress because if you're reading a fictional story or you're reading about somebody that you admire and it's their autobiography, it has the power to basically transport you into another world and away from possibly the monotonous daily routine or whatever it is that's causing you that stress. You can get lost in a book reading. And I do that quite often. I will sit and have my afternoon cup of tea on our balcony and I'll get a book out and sit there and sometimes before I know it, a good hour's gone. I just get lost in the story. I love it.
Yeah, we've talked a lot in recent podcasts about mindfulness and I guess reading is being mindfully in the moment because you're losing yourself in the book and that is also then lowering your stress levels, lowering your heart rate, which leads to lower blood pressure. Unless you're reading a really scary horror story, I suppose, it's going to make you jump. But joking aside, it's about that mindful moment and it's about losing yourself, pushing your imagination to its limit, because if you start then putting yourself into that book, you can lose your mind into that. And again, that increases the ability to imagine, dream and be inspired and be motivated, as you say, but massively good for your own self-care.
It is. And also, another great thing that it does, see all the benefits you get from reading, is it exercises your brain. Because while you're reading, you're having to remember the different characters and the settings that belong to that story. So even if you enjoy reading a book in like one sitting, which is quite difficult because some books are quite big, you still have to remember the details throughout the time that you take to read the book. So therefore, it's like a little workout for your brain.
You mentioned there, a key thing is you don't generally pick up a book and read it in a whole sitting. We know people that do, but you might read it over a course of a few days, or you might read it whilst you're on holiday for 2 weeks or something. But your memory has to then go back into that story. Your imagination then has to be activated, and your memory also has to be activated because you now need to go back into that situation. So yeah, memory techniques improved as well.
Absolutely fantastic. And also, it can improve your sleep. Now, we've talked a lot about creating a good bedtime routine to help you get quality sleep. If you include reading as part of your routine, it sends that signal to your body that it's time to sleep, because it knows that it's in that routine. It thinks, oh, we're going to read a book for a quarter of an hour, 20 minutes, and your body starts to relax and shut down. So it can improve your sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like that. That's there's so many benefits to this reading lark, isn't there? So is it, if our listeners aren't sold on reading by now, then I don't know what's going to sell them on reading.
So yeah, huge amount of benefits from reading books. But the other thing it often does, inspires you to start writing yourself and writing your own books and becoming authors like we've done. And it's something that you particularly wanted to do from a long time before we did it. And then we just said, you know, this is it. We are going to start writing books.
We're going to start writing books. Yeah, when I was a kid at school, I remember in lower school, my teacher used to set the lesson at the start of the week if you had to write about what you did at the weekend. Mm. Now, at the time, my stepdad was a stock car racer and he was very, very good. And I was absolutely fascinated by the racing, the statistics of the racing. I knew all the drivers. I knew what was going on. So I would write a story about where we'd gone racing that weekend. And then I'd write almost like a race report. And I remember at a parents' evening, my mum got challenged by a teacher and said, we're really concerned because all Mark writes about is stock car racing. And my mum said, well, you know, what's the premise of the exercise? Write about what you did at the weekend. But that's what he did at the weekend. So that was one of my sort of first loves of writing about things that actually happened. The first book that we wrote was all about Northampton Town Football Club, which, yeah,
surprisingly,
we all follow the cobblers over land and sea. And it was something, because we shared those moments with people, we went to fans and got them to write their stories as well. And it was really inspirational to read what the community of a football club does for somebody. And that book still is really, really popular. In fact, it's probably one of our most popular books still, been republished. But then we went into the sort of personal development, true life stories, because let's face it, maybe being a football fan isn't motivational for everybody. And that's where we come up with the idea of Don't Get Your Neck Tattooed.
Yeah, from our business, The Future Toolbox, going into schools and working with communities and helping people to improve their own personal development and mindsets, enabled us to have the idea of writing this Z to A book of personal development.
But then our imagination run away with us, and we created our little character Milo, who became the Future Toolbox mascot. And it's basically his story going through life. So it's a fictional, non-fictional book. Is it possible to have a fictional, non-fictional book?
Absolutely.
Well, there you go.
We've
Don't get your
it.
Neck tattooed. That's it. But a great tip for somebody who wants to start writing is just to start writing. Probably the best bit of advice I was ever given was somebody said, always write forwards and not backwards. Now, you love the phrase, live your life forwards and learn it backwards. So that's sort of adapting this phrase a little bit and saying, write your book forwards and don't go backwards. And what that basically means is, if you're going to write 3,000 words that day, which sounds like an arduous task, but it's not really, 3,000 words is doable. If you can't do that, write 500 words. But the thing is, you get something down on paper and you write consistently every single day. But when you've written those 3,000 words, or 500 if that's enough, then you don't go back and edit them. You write the next 500 or the next 1,000 or the next 3,000 or whatever it is. And if you do that consistently every single day, average books are anywhere between 40 and 70,000 words. Some are shorter, some are longer. But you're going to have a book very, very soon. If you write every single day, even just 500 words, you're going to get there in 6 months, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. So there you go. Top tip to all you budding authors out there. Just start writing. That simple. Just start writing. Start putting it down on either on paper or typing it onto your laptop, whatever.
Now, we broke a little bit of a record for writing a book in the quickest time ever in the world. Now, I don't know if that's particularly true.
No, I'm just pulling a right face at you.
You're pulling a face again.
What are you talking about?
You're making
about?
Something up here, aren't you? But yeah, how long did it take us? How many days did we write What the Hell Just Happened in?
Actually, we did it in 36 days, which is a very short period of time to put a book together. But I think the reason we were able to do that, because it is our own personal story.
Yeah, you have the advantage that when you know your own story, it's easy to write, isn't it?
I remember getting up some days at like 5 o'clock in the morning, because it was through the summer and it was beautiful mornings, and I would just sit in the conservatory and write what was in my head, just put it down.
So then I set a task when I wrote Half Man, Half Marathon to write it in 36 days. And I realised, because I was writing that book on my own, there was only one of us and not two. So I doubled it to 72 days. And on day 72, I sent it over to our book mentor with a draft manuscript. But because we knew our story, that was how we broke the world record for writing the books in the quickest possible time. Please note, that may not be the world record.
So where do we get the books from?
Yes, so you can go to our website, which is futuretoolbox.co.uk. We also do have a separate website, which is specifically just for our books and also a little bit of artwork as well. And that is kennedyauthors.co.uk. And without a doubt, they're going to be on Amazon, aren't they? So if you just search the title of any of our books, you'll find them on Amazon. So just before we go, I'm just going to ask you a very quick fire question.
Okay.
So audio or reading a book?
I think I much prefer to have the book in my hand. I do like the audio books because you can do that when you're driving, if you can have that in the car. But I much prefer to sit somewhere snuggled up with a cup of tea and perhaps a biscuit and read the book.
Excellent. I'm going to give you one more.
Oh.
Paperback or hardback?
I don't know. I've never given it any thought, but I would imagine paperback.
Yeah, I'll go for paperback. I think hardback's too chunky. Last one, I know the answer to this one, but book or Kindle version?
Book. Again, the Kindle's great and has a massive purpose because you can take that anywhere and you've just got one thing to take with you. But I do prefer to have the book in my hand, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, so you can find our books on our website, which again is futuretoolbox.co.uk, or go to kennedyauthors.co.uk. We have loads and loads of tools on our social media, which is on Facebook, Instagram or TikTok.
TikTok.
And you can also find us on YouTube, plus LinkedIn, because we are...
We are everywhere, as you just heard.
We are everywhere. So we look forward to catching you in the next episode. Happy reading, everybody. Enjoy the book, whether it's audio, Kindle or paperback or hardback. And we look forward to seeing you soon.
Bye for now.
Thank you for joining us for the Z2A of Life Skills with Jules and Mark of the Future Toolbox. Don't forget to head over to their website, which is futuretoolbox.co.uk, where you can find lots of free resources, plus a host of books in the store, as well as subscribing to the membership site. Follow Future Toolbox Instagram, TikTok and Facebook at Future Toolbox, and subscribe to their YouTube channel too.